Coming to you live from the LPP Studios 2.0, it's the Listening Party Podcast, a conversational music podcast with your hosts, Rod and Denise. Today's episode, Jams of 2022.
Hello and welcome to another brand spanking new episode of the Listening Party Podcast, where every episode is a different theme. With me, as always, is my lovely co-host, Denise.
Hey.
And yeah, here we are. It's the first episode of 2023.
Oh, shit, it is. God damn it.
Why? What is that?
I was like, by freaking the 2023 episode, I'm going to have another intro because I fucking hate that intro.
Oh.
Yeah.
You should have told me.
My bad.
Okay. We'll work on it.
Yeah. Yeah, we need to switch that out.
Yeah. We should have had it ready by the time we launched the podcast again.
Yeah.
But, you know, life happens, bruh. You know what I'm saying?
God, I hate that.
What?
That just means you're unorganized.
No.
You can't get your shit together.
That's not true. What if you have like a serious accident? That's not being unorganized.
I guess. Whatever.
Anyways. Yeah. Hello, everybody. It's not that we didn't plan for it, but December is a busy month.
Yeah.
Everybody has a lot of plans, the holidays. There's a lot of end of the year parties. People are busy. We did have someone in mind for this episode, but again, like I said, it was just too difficult to time it and do all this and do all that. So we said, hey, you know what? Let's give the potheads what they want. They want a little bit of the D and a lot of the R, baby.
What is the R? Rectum?
No. Anyways.
Because I'm the D.
I know. I'm the R. That's for Rod, bruh. So I was like, yeah, let's give them what they want.
You okay, bro? Do you fit?
It's weird having a mic stand.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I haven't had a mic stand in a while.
It's been a while.
All right.
Oh, God.
So, actually, you had the idea for this theme, right?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. I'll let you explain it.
Well, I started the 110 podcast. I started off with a lot of the bands that, or artists that we already knew, you know, Peter Sue and Pete Roth, all the Petes. And then I actually branched out and looked for bands that were local or just, you know, had actual like small bands. And I really fell in love with a lot of the albums, and I know you did too, of just these like local bands. And so I just wanted to feature them again and give them a little bit more time, more than just 10 minutes. So the theme is songs that you discovered in 2022.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess it could be songs or artists, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I guess it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We play the song.
right.
I'm not going to pick two songs from the same band, but if someone wanted to.
Okay, I guess I'm going to have to pick another song then. Yeah, so I think that's perfect. And yeah, I think it's really awesome that you were able to find these like little local band, not little like in a derogatory word, but in a derogatory way, but you know, smaller local bands that you could just go see at a little bar or something. And we actually got to do that a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of fun.
Yep.
Especially
a little bit awkward, but
no, I think it was fine.
All right, cool.
I mean, it was fine to me. I don't know if you found it awkward, that's on you.
Oh, I'm just socially awkward all the time.
So yeah, so I just think it's great that you found these local bands that we can go see in small little venues and just like rock out. And
yeah,
you know, it's not a big thing. It's just kind of like, oh yeah, let's go listen to some live music. And yeah,
I really did like miss that when we went to see, like, I'll just throw it out there, like we went to see No Application Fee and Cherry Tang at just this bar down the street, and I loved it because number one, was like 10 minutes away.
That was the best part, honestly.
And I mean, honestly, I thought it was going to be a little bit more packed.
Me too, yeah.
I was thinking Dirty Frank days, you know what I mean?
Well, but Dirty Frank played smaller places.
Oh, I guess.
Maybe not smaller, but just, it wasn't outside. It was always like in a little bar, and it's always like a weird setup where the stage is like off in the corner.
Oh,
and
yeah, this stage is super tiny. That was a huge stage. Yeah, Rudy's had a huge stage. Yeah. So, yeah.
And it was outside, like in a covered patio or whatever.
Yeah. But yeah, I dug it and I was like, oh man, I miss this.
Yeah.
I used to like love this.
I feel like we got a little taste of it when we went out for Stephanie's birthday.
Yeah.
And there was just like a little cover band just playing a bunch of covers. But this was better because it was like original songs.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was just cool. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. So good job. I'm glad something good came from the 110 podcast. Because you're always saying that I force you to podcast and I don't know what, so...
Yeah.
Anyways, so I'll let you start since this was your topic and your idea. Yeah, go right ahead.
All right. Well, I already mentioned them. So one of my favorite songs that I found in 2020 is Walking Contradiction from No Application Fee. So they're Compton based. They have two albums out. The first from 2018, Your New Favorite Album, and their second album from 2022 called Beer. It's basically Gil and Andy and a bunch of other people. I forgot the horn guy. Anyways.
Oh, I know the drummer, the new drummer. Who's Greg. The drummer? Huh? Greg. Shout out to Greg. All right. I don't think he listens. Well, they don't listen to podcasts. They notoriously say they don't. They have clearly stated they don't listen to podcasts.
Yeah.
Which is fine. Either
so
way.
So I can talk shit, right?
Oh, I got some notes here. So yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're going to play Fuck, Marry, Kill later. but anyways, I love, love, love. I just love this band. Like, I won't listen to a specific album. I'll just, like, play the artists. And then I have this whole playlist of, like, the three bands that we're going to mention. And they're just my favorite. Like, I don't know. I have, like, a whole workout playlist to it.
Wait, they're your favorite?
No. I'm not going to say who my favorite is.
Oh, okay.
But they're, like, three of my favorites.
I thought you said they are my favorite.
What? Like, the all three bands that are being mentioned.
Got it.
The local bands that are being mentioned today. I did Funkmaster on the 110 podcast, but I wanted to bring a different song. And this is the song. There was like a few hints that I got of the Red Hot Chili Peppers. So the first one was Nasty Boy, like play Nasty Boy by No Application Fee. And I swear to you, it will remind you of, it was,
I Like Dirt.
I Like Dirt. Yeah. By the Red Hot Chili Peppers. And this one, it's Gil singing. So Walking Contradiction, we're going to play Walking Contradiction right now. It's Gil singing. To me, like he, like, I don't know. It sounds like Anthony Kiedis or whatever, like a Zephyr song. You know what I mean? Okay. I don't know. But I love these dudes. They're the only, like, they're the only band that I actually, like, called and, like, put a little clip in for the 110 podcast. Not because I didn't want to with other people, but, like, when I reached out, Andy was just like, yeah, brother. Yeah, sure, go ahead and call us, right? Call us, like, we'll set something up. Yeah, brother. And I'm pretty sure, like, no, we said it, right? Like, they thought I was a dude.
Well, they kept calling you brother, so
yeah.
I'm sure.
He was like, yeah, dude. Yeah, brother. And then
wait, did he say brother or bro?
No, he was saying brother. Yeah.
He must be a Hulk Hogan fan. Yes, brother.
And then I called, and there was, like, a really long, awkward pause when I said, hey. And they were like, what's your name again? and then after that all the texts were ma'am, and I was like, hey
ma'am,
watch it with that fucking ma'am there. I mean, I am older than by probably all these bands or whatever, but yeah, anyways,
you're like the old lady from KEXP.
Probably. Oh god. Anyways, play the song Walking Contradiction by No Application Fee.
Lifestyle choices, wish I took a better route. Living in denial, paradise bit me when I kissed the snout. Life can send an opportunity, watch me ruin it, take down.
Like the part where we go
So I was surprised you went with this song.
Why?
I don't know. I didn't think you liked this song.
No, I love this song.
Oh, I know you love the whole album, but I didn't think this was one of your favorites.
No, yeah, it's Funkmaster, Nasty Boy, and this song.
Oh, okay.
I know, was La Chica or whatever is your favorite, right? You're always changing the lyrics.
That's not my favorite. I think it's just the one that gets stuck in my head.
Oh, okay.
But that's not my favorite. My favorite is I don't know. I'm not good with song titles. I like all of them. They're all good.
You're like, this is my least favorite band.
We're trying to be nice. The lyrics are good. I feel like of all their songs, this is one of the more like emotionally honest ones, I guess, where it's not just like braggadocious talking about big dicks and, you know, fucking chicks and all this stuff. It's more about like, from what I understood of the lyrics, at least, it seems like it's about a friendship that kind of like ended because of like banging, right?
I don't know. When we saw them, they joked that it was like, oh, Gil wrote a song that when some dude broke his heart.
Hey, dudes can have sex too. In the butt and stuff. Or not. I don't know.
Really?
Where they, other places.
What about?
Well, sure. Anywhere. They can have it all over the place. But yeah, so I'm not a songwriter. I'm not a musician. And you kind of mentioned it. But even though the lyrics are pretty good, the execution is a little weird. Especially when you start turning like single syllable words into like multi syllables. Like when he goes like, lust. And it's just like, that's just like lust. That's just like one word. And then when he's like, there's another one. I think he also does that with currency. It's like, currency.
But that's like something Anthony Kiedis would do. And that's what fucking songwriters do.
That's true.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But Rod doesn't get this. Like, I am a singer-songwriter. And he'll be like, why do you do that? Why you, like, that's just a one-syllable word. Why did you break it up? And I'm just like, dude, because I have to.
Again, I feel like somebody should have said, like, hey, let's maybe, like, work on the lyrics a little bit more.
But... Don't hate on Gil. Gil's my favorite.
Oh, God. All right. Well, this little foreshadowing for the fuck, marry, kill later.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, so it was good. And then I guess the part that people didn't get to listen to, but they should go listen to the entire album,
yes,
is the second half is in Spanish.
Yeah.
So they are a bilingual band.
Yes.
Is that a thing?
I don't know.
I mean, I guess it's their thing, but...
Am I a bilingual singer-songwriter?
No.
Technically, I'm not, but I use a lot of Spanish words.
True.
In my music.
That was... Walking Contradiction by No Application Fee. Be sure to check out the show notes, by the way. I feel like this episode, more than any of the other episodes we've had so far, it's very important that you check out the show notes. Go follow all these smaller bands on Instagram or wherever. Tell them that, you know, you dig their stuff. Tell them where you found them.
The LPP sent you. Actually, D4 sent you.
Sure. All right. So I'm up next. My song, I went with Medication by Roam Apart. I found this band thanks to the 110 podcast, so be sure to listen if you aren't already.
Nah, you're not giving credit.
Oh, right. Well, I mean, it was a joke.
Oh, okay.
I was trying to pump up the 110 pod.
Oh, okay.
110pod.com. I paid for that URL, so make sure you use it. Go that way. Anyways, yeah, no, Denise was doing an episode on the 110 podcast for a different band.
Yeah.
When I do the show notes and stuff for the show.
Producer Rod.
I was playing... an interview that they did with a YouTube channel called La Negra Luz. Something like that. And then, you know, obviously the YouTube algorithm, you see it on the right-hand side, it'll just start playing the next thing either by that same channel or something similar. So then I saw they had, at that time, maybe like 5 or 6 other interviews. And one of them was this band, Roam Apart. And then I was like, oh, okay, let me play it, right? Whatever. I was just playing the next thing. It's not like anything grabbed me or anything like that. It just started playing. And I was like, oh, man, this is, like, really good. And the way that channel is set up, they'll kind of play, I think, like, 1 or 2 songs, and then they'll do the interview, and then maybe they'll put in another song at the end.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so, like, right off the bat, like, the music grabbed me. I was like, oh, man, this is really good. I watched the interview, and, like, those guys are pretty funny. They're hilarious.
They're brothers.
Oh, yeah, that too. I was going to say, they're really down to earth. But I'm like, you're just like a little local. Again, not in a derogatory. But, you know, it's like, it'd be crazy if you're all thinking you're like Bono over there and like you're playing like little bars here and there. Which, hey, that's really dope. I really dig it. I'm always reminded of back when we did the LPP way back in the day, we had Nat. The Cheeky Few on.
Yeah.
And I just always remember him saying, like, oh, yeah, it's just my hobby. And when you compare it to some other hobbies, like, at least I get paid for this one.
Yeah.
So I think that's really cool. Like, yeah. Even if you're just getting paid with beer, like, that's really dope. But anyway, so that's how I found these guys. And then Denise did an episode on them. And
you actually, okay, so I found No Application Fee the same way because I had met Daniel from Roba Flor at an open mic. And then, so yeah, like I was stalking his Instagram and I saw that he did the interview on Negra Luz. But like for the algorithm for me, probably because I'm in Dirty Cochina, like No Application Fee came up next. And I was like, oh, I fucking love this band. But I think Roam Apart had actually like somehow, some way, like reached out to you on the LPP to be on the podcast.
Yeah, that's right. They had, yeah, something along those lines. Yeah.
Yeah.
They messaged the LPP. Or maybe I messaged them.
No, they messaged you, I think.
I don't remember. But yeah, so they were trying to get on the LPP. But then I was like, oh, actually, like, we're not really, like, they're, like, doing that yet.
Yeah, we had just brought this podcast back and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll have them on, like, next one of these days or something.
Oh, yeah.
One of these months.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
We'll talk about it. Have your people call our people.
I remember you were so obsessed with this like album or whatever. It's like, good, playing it dude. In the car.
Yeah.
And like I was ready to have No Application Fee on first. Mm-hmm. And like you made me bump them.
I didn't make you bump them.
Roma part on for that episode.
Oh, okay.
So I had like no, I mean, eventually had both of them on the Win 10 podcast, but
yeah.
Roma part came first because of Rod. So yeah.
That good, everybody. So anyway, so the song I picked is Medication. And yeah, let's check it out. Show me how to live. Tell me what I am. Got my warm blood flowing now. You need my medication. Got you going backwards all the time. Well, I've seen you better. Burn the smoke so I'll fly away. Oh yeah. All right, there you have it. That was Medication by Roma Part. By the way, fun fact, I have some insider information directly from the band. And apparently, Denise, and I don't know if you caught this or not, the medication is his dick. All right? Not a lot of people get that on the first listen. But if you rewind it, you'll be like, damn, how did I miss that? Another fun fact. According to one of the guys in the band, the original lyrics were, "You need my medication, and by that I mean my penis." But they said that was too obvious, so they changed it. They were like, "Hey, come on, let's not be so on the nose. Let's make it a little more subtle." So yeah, but that was my song.
Every time Rod plays this song, he quotes Role Models. It's like, the song is about his dick.
Well, no, the gun is his dick.
Oh, the gun is his dick. My bad.
That's from Role Models when he plays a love gun.
Yeah.
Role Models, that's a good movie, dude.
Yes, dude.
We got to watch it again.
It's probably not like
what
appropriate now, but whatever.
What do you mean? I don't care.
Like Superbad? You can't watch Superbad anymore.
I'm sure it's fine. It's not that old. Anyways, whatever. It doesn't matter.
Anyways, okay.
So yeah, that's my song. I had a really difficult time picking a song, and that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Because they have, like, you can listen to this whole album, like, front to back, and it's good.
I fucking love this album.
They even have a song based on the movie Coco. So check it out. It's good. They submitted it
to Disney.
To Disney, but they were like, nah, you guys have this other song called Medication, and that's about dicks.
Yeah, and then Disney ripped off their song.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, and then so, yeah.
That's what happens.
They got screwed out of $1 billion.
Yep. If you guys need a lawyer, let me know. I know a few people. But anyways, Denise, what'd you think about that song?
Yeah, I love all these songs. I fucking love this album. I wouldn't be able to choose like which song or to, well, I chose Hazy Dream or whatever on the 110 podcast just because that's kind of what like drew me in. There's a lot of sex themes in this album, right? Like
all these bands, like these three smaller bands.
Oh yeah, that's why I love them so much. Yeah.
Yeah. Sexual. Anyways. All right.
It's hard for me to take you seriously with your pink Adidas Crocs on. So
hey, it's all good. I got my pink Adidas. I got my harem pants.
Yeah.
And I got my old man sweater.
Yes, dude.
This whole outfit is a mood, like the kids say.
Someone is not getting laid tonight.
Well, I thought that was for a different reason, but okay. Anyways, so that's my song, Medication by Roma Part. Check them out for real. Check out the show notes. All the links will be there. And seriously, like, listen to this whole album. It's good. Oh, by the way, they're playing on Thursday at the Tiki Bar in Costa Mesa. So just follow the links and you'll be able to get all their information. A little birdie told me Defer and producer Rod might be there. So, you know, if you want to do a little meet and greet, get some autographs, get some free stickers or something, take a couple pictures, let us, you know, just hit us up. I mean, hit them up. They'll be there. Maybe. Yeah. I heard. All right.
Defer's kind of awkward. So, yeah, maybe just leave her alone.
Yeah, Defer's a big weirdo. She's a perv. Don't talk to Defer. Denise, what's your next song?
My next song is Cherry Tang by Cherry Tang off their album Cherry Tang.
I was going to say, what do you think about bands that do that?
Yeah, that's one too many.
Yeah.
I understand like the title track to an album, you know, but not like the band name.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyways, continue. Sorry I interrupted.
So anyways, I found this band because they were the headliner for the show that No Application Fee played down the street. And yeah, I just fell in love with this whole freaking album. It's funky. Again, Red Hot Chili Pepper vibes. And maybe some of you are like, you don't fucking know what Red Hot Chili Pepper sound like. But I don't know. To me, it was really funky. I love the whole freaking album. It came out in 2019. I think they're Long Beach based. I don't know. The same horn dude, trumpet guy.
Oh, yeah.
From No Application Fee plays with this band, too. So, yeah, it's all good, bro. Yeah. So, play my song, please.
Treat it like a temple. And take your time. Appreciate the lush design. Caress the curves, that tender touch. Honey, we don't need to rush. Wanna taste you just to see you blush. Feeling your hand, wrap my hair as you're begging. Not to stop, and I always keep going. The way that it moves like a wave of desire. I've always wanted to start your fire. Oh. A little tease, and I got you on your knees. So you can do your thing.
A lot of on your knees in these songs.
I was going to say that, dude.
I'm telling you, I like what I like. I like a dirty album.
Yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
A dirty song.
By the way, if anybody wants to steal this next lyric, go right ahead. So this goes all the way back to high school when my buddy Patrick wrote a song about Denise. And it was like, Denise the Beast, always on your knees. She's so hard to please.
So now I love all those songs that mention being on your knees.
Yeah. not for praying either. Catch my drift.
I left Catholicism a long time ago.
Okay.
Yeah, this is my song. This is my jam. I love the funky bass line through all of this. And although like it does remind me of Red Hot Chili Peppers, it also has just like a little sprinkle, I said, of glam rock or arena rock, like Pour Some Sugar on Me.
Pour some sugar on me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just in case people didn't know which song you were talking about.
Yeah.
Just give them a little taste.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I like the horns. I mean, any song that has horns. And also, so I guess that was kind of... When you mentioned the whole knees thing and all that. So...
Knees or knees?
Whatever. God.
Jesus, no one mentioned any knees. Freaking dirty old man.
Knees.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I guess that is a thing where like these bands are very sexual and very like, yeah, like, you know, I guess trying to bring like the 80s vibes back, which if you listen to anything that's all like PC or, you know, all woke and stuff, like you would think people are going away from that.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe they're kind of pushing back on that. You know what I mean? They're like the counterculture. They're like, hey, yeah, let's not get too woke. Ladies still want to get banged.
I just want to mention, okay, I'm so surprised that so many people, I mean, I guess you just have to be full of yourself. I've said this before, you have to be narcissistic to have your own podcast. And I feel like to be an artist, when I reach out to these artists, most of them are like, oh yeah, yeah, sure. They automatically think, and I know this is automatically because they'll reach back. There's no way they listen to an episode like of the podcast before getting back to me.
Like, I guess I don't know like where you're getting with this.
Anyways. Like, they automatically think that I'm going to, like, praise them or say something good about their band. What if I talk shit?
Which you do all the time.
I do, but what if that's not the case? Like, in Funkmaster, I could have totally gone the other direction and been like, dude, these guys are fucking sexist. Listen to these lyrics. Fucking disgusting. Like, I'm a feminist. You know what I mean?
Well, I feel like if you were going to do that, you wouldn't reach out to them to let them know.
No.
Hmm. Okay.
I think it's like crazy how people are just like, oh yeah, thanks, I can't wait.
Well, also, like the whole premise of the podcast is under 1,000 listens or 2,000 listens or whatever it is when you like massage it to mean whatever you want it to mean. So I feel like, yeah, like anybody that has that few listens is going to be like, yes, dude, yes. Any press is good press. Like, get it out there, man. You know
not
what I mean?
Me. I would automatically think that they were going to talk shit.
Oh, God. Well, that's just because you're so negative.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is fine. Nothing wrong with that. Well, obviously, I mean, these guys, Cherry Tang in this song, they think like, oh yeah, I'm going to start your fire, baby. Like, get down on your knees. So obviously, you know, they think they're very good at what they do. And then you have no application fee, who just like every other song is about their penis. So like, yes, of course, they're like braggadocious and all that. So yeah, it makes sense that they would think that you're going to say positive things about their music and be like, yeah, of course. Like, why would anybody talk shit about our awesome music? So yeah. So that's probably the main reason why they're just like, yeah, dude, go for it, man. Like, spread the gospel. Spread the good word of Cherry Tang. All right. Well, Denise.
Yes.
Would you like to do a little fuck, marry, kill? I don't have a drop. Okay. So we're going to do fuck, marry, kill. And this we did on the way home from the show, I think.
No, I think we were doing it at the show.
Oh, I think we were. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We talk a lot of shit when we're at shows, man. It's fun.
It is fun.
But yeah, we have to make sure we're like far away from people.
Yeah. We were like off in our own little corner.
Yeah.
Just being all antisocial.
Trying not to get COVID.
COVID's over, bro.
Okay, should we do Fuck, Marry, Kill with the three bands or the original Fuck, Marry, Kill that we were doing at the show?
I thought we were going to do the original, but now you feel bad?
Yeah, I feel bad for Roma Partner.
Because they're not in the Fuck, Marry, Kill. Ah, shit. Well, it's hard for the band. Okay, fine. I guess we could do it for the band, and this way it'll be like fresh to us.
Yeah, because
if you want to know the original Fuck, Marry, Kill, hit us up on the DMs.
Dude, I will gladly tell you because I had to change my answer halfway through. I was like, dude, this motherfucker.
No, I already knew like right off the bat.
No, I didn't. I was just, did.
I'm good at sensing people's vibes. So I was like, yeah, this is my Fuck, Marry, Kill. And then Denise was like, really? And then afterwards, she was like, yeah, nah.
Yeah.
I go with your Fuck, Marry, Kill. Anyways, all right. So we'll do it for the bands. The local bands.
The local bands.
All right. So Fuck, Marry, Kill, Roam Apart, no application fee, Cherry Tang. Yes. I'll let you go first.
God damn it. Okay. All right. So this is going to be like part of the original. All right. So I'm going to have to kill Cherry Tang because they didn't follow me back on Instagram. And I am petty as fuck about the socials. Yeah, so fuck those guys. They can kill them. Oh, I guess I'm gonna this is hard. I guess I'm just gonna have to marry Roma Part or whatever.
You're just doing my thing that I'm gonna do.
What?
Because I'm gonna do the same thing. Anyway, oh, continue. Really? Continue.
Well,
we'll have different reasons, I guess.
It's a toss-up or whatever, but because I'm split between freaking no application fee because I freaking love Gil, but like Andy, I'm just like, dude, get over yourself. Like, no. OCD over there, like, I don't know.
Okay, so
the whole story behind this was when I was
Wait, you're giving it away. I thought people had to slide into the DMs to get the original Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Oh, okay, fine.
No, that's fine. Go ahead. Nobody's going to slide into the DMs.
Yeah, no one fucking cares. No one's listening to this. Anyways, I went to go see No Application Fee and Cherry Tang.
Wait, I went too. I was there.
Rod went too. And while Cherry Tang went up...
Cherry Tang was performing.
Yeah, while they were performing, Andy was just fucking with the sound. Like,
well, he was fixing it.
Like, but to the point where it was really distracting and annoying. And I was like, dude, just leave it. Like, you're never going to just leave. It's fine.
Yeah.
Like, you're just distracting, like, from the show. And, like, he was, like, standing right in front of us, like, which was where the speaker was or whatever, I guess. Right.
There was one speaker.
So we were making, like, awkward eye contact. So then he finally went to the other side every time he was fixing it. But I was like, just stop and let me enjoy fucking Cherry Tang. Like, I was trying to rock out. But he just kept fucking... And then, like, I would hear the differences, so I understand
what he was trying to do.
But at the same time, I was like, bro, just fucking chill. Like, go smoke some weed and chill the fuck out. So, yeah, I just have to fuck them or whatever. And then marry Roma Part.
Yeah, so mine is exactly the same.
I'd get my devil's three-way.
Gross. Yeah, so mine is the same. I would kill Cherry Tang... I would fuck no application fee because they're so braggadocious. I was like, all right, dude, let's see what you're really made of. Let's see if you could really walk the walk, not just talk the talk. and then but just once and that's it. I'm good. and then I would marry no application. I mean, not Roam Apart because their fucking album is just great. Like, I can listen to that shit front to back, nonstop, over and over and over. And like, it just gets better every time I hear it.
Yeah.
And also, like, as I was going to say earlier, all three of the dudes are really down to earth. You know what I mean?
Oh, I thought you were going to say they're Galaxy fans.
Oh, that too.
Like, we could go to Galaxy Games together.
That's true, dude. We could join either one of the supporter groups, either Riot Squad or ACB, I think, Angel City Brigade or whatever.
I just know Cosmo.
And we could hang out with Cosmo. So, It'd be perfect.
No, we can't. I broke up with him a long time
ago. That's true. Denise did. Well, you did. I didn't. Anyways, okay, I still message him every now and then.
Whatever. It's not the same performer, you liar.
Anyways.
Don't feed me liar.
But yeah, so that's my fuck, marry, kill.
So there you go.
That was all the small bands.
Yes.
And now I go to my last song. So my last song was my top band of 2022, according to the Spotify 2022 Wrapped, whatever it is they do every year. Basically, the way I came across this band is I really enjoy watching like those live YouTube channels. Mm-hmm. So Jen A, shout out to Jen A, she introduced me to KEXP. Mm-hmm. They have smaller artists, I guess, or like indie artists, whatever you want to call them. I don't even know what the fuck indie means because everybody and their mother says they're indie, but they all sound fucking different.
Yeah.
But they have a really good YouTube channel where they do really good performances, and they have a lot of really like up and coming artists and stuff like that. So that's really good. And then, you know, obviously there's like Tiny Desk by NPR that everybody mm-hmm. like knows about. And there's Audio Tree. There's the Glastonbury YouTube channel, which is really cool because they put up clips of like different acts from every year's like Glastonbury Festival or whatever. And there's Jam in the Van. That's also a really good one. So anyways, so my band that I chose for my second song is Idols. I fucking love this band. They are amazing. And I came across them because as I was watching some of those like live performances on YouTube, the little algorithm thingy on the right, it had their performance on From the Basement, which I guess is another one of these like live channels or whatever where they record an artist performance.
From a basement in Tulsa?
Oh, dude, I wish. Shout out to Jay Ferg. Anyways, yes. So it's not that From a Basement. This is From the Basement.
Oh.
Yeah. So the thumbnail looked interesting. I was like, oh, that looks interesting.
Wait, are we going to start one like from my living room?
That'd be cool too. From the living room or the garage. We got to fix it up a little,
I guess.
You'd rather do the living room than the garage?
I think it's funnier.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's true. Yeah, that is true.
And then it's cold or hot in the garage.
That
I also
is
don't
also
want people
true.
In my fucking house, so.
Yeah, so the garage would be better. Anyways, the thumbnail looked interesting, and so I checked it out. And then from there, I started looking for more, and people online kept saying, like, oh, you got to see their, like, Glastonbury performance from 2019. So I looked that up, and unfortunately, like, you can't see the full performance, but that Glastonbury channel, they have Danny Nedelko. It's kind of really like emotional because that was like their first time playing Glastonbury. Toward the end of the song, like you see Joe like kind of get emotional and stuff. He's like, oh, he starts crying. And
like a little bitch.
Well, that's the thing about them. They're very much about like dealing with your trauma and like masculinity and what that means.
Yeah. They're feminists.
I don't want to say they're woke because that has like, I feel like that has negative connotations now, the way that people
they're
use it.
They're just in tune with their emotions, aren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, that. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it's just a really good band and it's a really good performance. So I'll include it in the show notes. But anyways, that whole Glastonbury performance is really good. I had to go to like some Chinese knockoff YouTube website in order to see the whole thing. But yeah, it was really good. It was worth all the viruses that I got. And
yeah, Rod plays this all the fucking time.
Wait, this what? This band?
Yeah, this band.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's why they were my top 2022
Thank
band.
Thank God he found Rome Apart because that was like the only little break. Because then it was like Rome Apart for like 3 weeks straight. And then, but then now it's all in the mix. And I'm like, all right.
Anyways, so same as with Rome Apart, I had a really difficult time picking just one song.
Yes.
But I ended up going with I'm Scum. Let's check it out. This is I'm Scum by Idols.
I'm Council House of Violence. I'm laughing at the tyrants. I'm sleeping on the sirens. Whilst wondering where the time went. I'm Scum. I'm Scum. Soft. I'm minimum wage job.
right, there you have it. That was I'm Scum by Idols. Denise, what'd you think about that?
Yeah, it's all right. I like the one where he screams, and then I like the slower one off the newest album, the latest album.
I forgot the name of it, but something ballroom.
I don't know any of these songs. It all blurs together. I know it's Idols, like the second he plays it, but it just all blurs together because he's played it so many times. And every time we go to the fucking record store, he comes back with an Idols. And so I don't think he's collected. Have you caught them all?
I have not caught them all yet. No. I'm still going. I did mention on, what's that other podcast we do?
We do way too many.
Taco Tuesday.
Should tell you something, bro, if you can't even remember it.
On Taco Tuesday, I did mention how when we went to Lovell's in Whittier, they had all the albums there. And I was like, dude, I could just get them all right now. But I
leave
showed
some for
restraint.
The rest of the fans.
Yeah, that's true. I was like, hey, I can't take them all. Because, in a way, it was good because their debut album just had their fifth year anniversary. And so they re-released it. Yeah.
And I got that one. In a special color.
He's red. And it's a special different cover. So that's the one I got. But yeah, no, I love this band. Another thing I love about them is like their bass lines are pretty easy.
So I
like to play along.
Playing.
So I'll just put my headphones on. I'll just be like fucking playing along. It's like, it's so cool. I fucking love it. And I mean, just the rhythm section in general. It's like really good. Like the drummer like really fucking kicks ass. Like it sounds, it's just straight ahead, just driving beats and stuff. It's really good.
Rob tries to play along with like the bass and drums. It's just fucking noise.
Nah, shut up.
It's all offbeat. I was like, what the fuck are you doing? I should record it. I'll post it next time on Deeper.
That has happened to me. So for a while there, I was really trying really hard to like practice the drums and stuff. And
you know what song I'm playing? Can you tell what song I'm playing? No.
So I was really trying really hard, right? And so with my old phone, I would just set it up to like record like while I'm practicing. And then because I wanted to do one of those videos on YouTube. I don't know if you've seen them.
Yes.
Where people are like, oh, like my first day trying the violin, and then like my first week and my first month and like first 6 months and like 1 year later, and it's like you can see the improvement.
It's gonna be all the same.
And so I was like, oh dude, I wanna try doing that. Not to post it or anything, but I wanted to see it for myself, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And then, so while I was doing it, while I was playing, I was like, man, this sounds really fucking dope, dude. And then I would go back and like play it, and I was like, oh my God, this sounds like fucking shit. I was like, this doesn't sound like anything. And then I got really discouraged, then I stopped, but maybe I should pick it up again. Anyways, so yeah, I'm sure that's probably what happens when I'm playing the bass. Like, I think I'm like doing it just like them, but it's like not. Anyways, but it's really cool. The lyrics in the first three albums, I will say this, they're a little slogan-y. And they're very repetitive.
Yeah.
They did improve in the most recent album, Crawler. That's the fourth album. Came out last year, I think November, October 2021 or something like that. They're just a cool band. They have a lot of cool songs. Like Denise mentioned, they're really in tune with their feelings. And just, like, they have a one song. I forgot the name of the song. That was one of the ones that I was considering doing. But it basically talks about, like, masculinity and how, like, maybe older generations grew up with father figures that would tell them like, hey, suck it up, like don't be a little crybaby, like, and how like detrimental that was in one way or another to people. And
so the opposite of all the other bands that we played.
Oh, I know, that's true.
No dick songs, no sexy songs, your knees,
no fucking songs, no getting on your knees, nothing like that. But yeah, anyways, so that's...
I will say, I love their dance moves.
Oh, yes, dude.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Those men can shake their hips.
Yeah, especially the bassist. The bassist really, like, knows how to shake it. Yeah.
I love it. Like, Yeah, baby.
It's really good. Oh, I am determined... That's what I was going to say. I am determined to see them live.
Yes.
The last time they played here in Los Angeles was some, like, festival at the Rose Bowl or something. And I was like, fuck that shit. I ain't doing that. So yeah, I want to see them in a small venue, which is what they usually play. I think the last time they were here, they played the Wiltern or something.
Oh, nice.
Which, that's a good venue. Yeah. I'm definitely going to go to that. Denise says she won't come.
If it's a small venue, maybe I will. Like if it's
Wiltern.
Wait,
what if it's GA?
Buy me a seat and then you go down there in the GA.
Oh, that's fine with me. Because I'm like, fuck yeah, dude. I'm getting
in
there.
And I'm old.
I'm getting in there, bruh. If you would like to join me at an Idols show, if you like this, if you check out the rest of their music and you're like, yeah, fuck yeah, dude, I want to go to an Idols show, let me know. I'll hit you up. You get your own ticket and then we'll just meet up there. I'm not trying to carpool or nothing like that.
I got my own schedule.
Yeah.
I got dogs.
But anyways, let's definitely do that. All right, well, there you have it. That was all the songs for this week. We had three local bands that we really enjoy and we'll try to go see as much as possible. Roam Apart is playing on Thursday, January 5th at the Tiki Bar in Costa Mesa. Come on out, do a little meet and greet with Defer and producer Rod.
Oh, Jesus.
No, just kidding. Don't do it. Oh, I think Seaflow is going to be there too.
Oh, so yeah, Seaflow is going to be there.
If you're a fan of Seaflow, definitely Ooh. Show up for that.
And his girlfriend. So sorry, ladies.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, ladies. Don't get any ideas.
Or dudes.
True, that's true. But yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't forget, check out the show notes. There's going to be links to all these bands, all the things we mentioned in the show notes.
Yeah.
When I'm editing the podcast, like, I always hate myself for saying this because I'm like, ah, fuck, I got to look up all these links and put them in. So yeah, so that to say, fucking use the show notes, right? Don't ignore me when I say look at the show notes, because I put a lot of time and effort into them, goddammit.
Yeah.
All right. Do you have anything else you wanted to say, like closing comments?
Well, I just want to say I hope to have at least like Roam Apart over here, like for an episode. Maybe not no application fee because I don't want my house to stink like weed. Not to say that, like, dude, you could smoke weed, but, like, I...
You could smoke it outside and then come inside.
No, because that happened one time and the house still stunk.
Oh,
like, I can't
true.
Stand the smoke. Like, not to say that, like, that I smoke... Like, I can't smoke weed because of the smell or whatever, if you get my hint.
Fair enough, fair enough. Where can the people reach you? I'm sorry, did I interrupt when you were saying that?
If you want to check out my Instagram, it's at defermusic, D-E-E-F-U-R music.
All right, there you have it. If you want to check out even more podcasts, as I mentioned earlier, featuring yours truly, head on over to talkingishard.com. There are links to all the shows there. There are links in all the show notes and all that. Thank you very much. Thank you for listening. Spread the good word about these local bands. Check them out if you have a minute. And yeah, thank you very much for listening.
Bye.